Buried deep on the Pocahontas County Commission's July 20th meeting agenda was a general discussion on the proposed new courthouse annex. Yet, it turned out to be an important insight about the commissioner's intention to move forward soon with this project. They will start this project by holding an initial meeting about it at their August 17th regular commission meeting. Commission President Walt Helmick said that they have tentatively identified a site for the new annex and will divulge that location at the August 17th meeting. At that meeting, they will further discuss the annex project, explain how they intend to fund the project, consider putting out a bid for an architect, and will likely agree to apply for a $100,000 grant from the Courthouse Facilities Improvement Authority to get the project moving forward. They also handled some broadband grant matters. They approved Thompson & Litton, or T&L, to use the remaining broadband study grant funds of $55,333.50 to assist the Broadband Council in moving forward with the National Telecommunications and Information Administration's, that's the NTIA's, broadband grant application. And they selected T&L to be the consultant for the ARC broadband project. The commissioners talked with Mr. Hunter from Frontier about purchasing a maintenance and service plan for the courthouse telephone systems. Hunter explained that contracts could be for 1 year or up to 5 years in length with discounts for longer-term contracts. They decided to table any discussion on this until their August 3rd meeting. However, Commissioner Rubinsky asked Howard about why Frontier has not included residential listings in their most recent telephone books, only business numbers. Hunter promised to look into this and see if it could be changed. Later in the meeting, the commissioners also voted to send a letter to Frontier voicing their strong objection to leaving residential phone numbers out of their directories. In this letter, they explained to Frontier that Pocahontas County residents are very dependent on those phone books. The commissioners also heard Jason Bosserman, president of the Upper Pocahontas Community Cooperative, or UPCC, who told them that there is a very good chance they have found a nonprofit organization to rent out the second story of the former Hal Tannery office building in Frank. If this happens, he told the commissioners, UPCC would still like to open a Tannery Museum on the first floor. In other actions at this meeting, the commissioners voted to remove and replace the estate representatives for both the Wilma Wilson Estate and the Jane Pitzer Estate, agreed to grant High Rocks an extension to purchase a new commercial dishwasher for their camp using funds the commission contributed to them last fiscal year, approved the 911 center to hire Sean Sharp as a part-time 911 dispatcher starting at $12 per hour, approved a budget revision and resolution for the general fund and the coal severance funds, which were about $350,000. Reappointed Denise McNeil to a 5-year term on the Pocahontas County Libraries and Visitor Information Centers Board. Issued an updated resolution supporting fire department and rescue squad funding. Issued a resolution supporting a special use permit from the U.S. Forest Service to allow the 911 center to improve the road through the National Forest to the Spruce Flats Emergency Communication Tower, and in a final action, discussed in executive session a settlement recommended by their insurance company to settle a lawsuit against the county. Then, in open session, they approved that proposed settlement. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.